Oh, what's this? How did this assemble a clock? Step one, unload your clock. You gotta make sure that the clock is unloaded before you disassemble it. You don't want any accidents happening. Then you gotta check the chamber and make sure you remove any ammunition present. And then step two, you gotta remove the barrel. You need to pull the trigger and pull the slide back about a quarter of an inch. Well, next, you need to bring your takedown levers and then pull your top barrel assembly off. Now, you gotta set that bit aside. Now we're on step three. You gotta push the lock pin out. Now, brace the lower part of the gun. Maybe on a bench or something. Or bench block. Or even a roll of duct tape. And then drive the pin in from the left side of the firearm out to the right side. We also start by pushing the locking block pin out. Well, look at that. We're up to step four. Push the trigger pin assembly and the trigger pin out. Now, push the trigger assembly pin out. Next, you gotta push the trigger pin out. At this point, you may want to take your slide stop and wiggle it just to make sure that it comes out properly. Giving it a little wiggle will make sure the slide stop allows the spring to not put pressure on the pin. Now that we've got the pin out, it's up to, step five. Time to remove the slide stop and the locking block. You remember how you wiggled the slide stop? Well, now you can just remove it. Then take your armor's tool and lift up your locking block. It should just pop right out. Oh, what's this? Step six. It's time to remove the trigger assembly. Now, you gotta pull the ejector gently. Then the whole trigger assembly should come right out. And after that, comes step seven. Disassembling the trigger mechanism. To disassemble the trigger mechanism, you gotta pull your trigger bar out and bring the crucible up. Now, you should see that little trigger spring. It needs to be in a cute little S shape. Now, I'll have you know that this S shape is super important, especially for when you're reinstalling it. Now, take out the little spring and remove it from the trigger bar. It looks like we finished another step. Now, we're on to step eight. Removing the connector. Now, current model Glocks should have a small hole to push the connector out. But for you people with your older models, you can just use a flathead screwdriver and take the connector out. Oh my, that step was so easy. We're up to step 9 already. Now, let's get ready. We're going to remove the slide lever lock. There's a spring in retaining the lock, and you just gonna need to push it down and go to the side. Wiggle it a little bit, and it'll fall right out. Now you've done some more wiggling, and looks like we're up to step 10. Pull the spring out. You remember how I mentioned a flathead screwdriver? Well, you take that one, and you lift the spring just a little bit. With the use of your needle-nose pliers, pull the spring right out. Oh, that step's over already. This really isn't that hard at all. And step 11, it's time to remove the magazine catch. Well, to do this step, we're gonna have to do it through the magazine. You'll notice a little rod, which is the spring for the magazine catch. You gotta bring that rod over to the slot on the side and just pop the spring out. Then you gotta push the mag catch button through. To remove the spring, use those needle nose pliers again and just pluck it right out. Oh my! Would you look at that? We've completely disassembled the Glock. However, you need to remember that it's important to leave the trigger and ejector installed, or as it is. But regardless, I'm super proud of myself for doing it. And for you too. Thank you for riding the wave with me. If you want to see the super lewd part, just come on over to my Patreon, and it should be there for you. Oh, what's this? A completely assembled Glock. Oh my. Well, it is looking really good. I guess it wouldn't hurt if I pleased my Glock a little. The safety's on after all. Oh my, he's looking so shiny and ready. Oh, metallic and kind of tastes like gunpowder. I wonder why. Licking the shaft. Let's hope it doesn't blow. My Glock looks so happy. I love it so much.